You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So what was the big news from the weekend for you? What was your, what was your highlight?
I've got a new title to add to my bat belt here. Not only am I a husband and a dad, I'm very soon going to be an uncle. What? Uncle Jer Bear. And what? I blame my sister. Totally knocked up, man. So we had a little gender reveal party in our backyard yesterday. I use the term party lightly. It was a handful of family. And they hollowed out a pumpkin. And everybody kind of voted on boy or girl. And then they opened up the pumpkin and pulled out a bunch of blue ribbon.
Oh.
So we're going to have another little boy running around the house and into the family. And
congratulations.
We're pretty excited. Yeah, they're really excited. They've been trying for a while.
Congratulations to your sister.
Yeah, no little baby around. And it's one of those things that's nice. I know Nicole's jonesing because it's another baby. And then it's the whole... You can hold it and love on it, and then when it poops or cries, you can hand it right back.
Mm-hmm.
Not my problem.
Mm-hmm.
See you later. So, yeah, that was the big highlight of the weekend.
So your kids have been the only grandkids for your mom.
Yeah, they have.
So is she excited that she gets another grandbaby to
spoil? Oh, of course,
yeah.
Both her and my dad, they're super excited, and everyone's all giddy. It's a baby. It's a baby. Come on. Everyone's always happy when a little baby's around. I do feel bad for my sister, though. Everyone's doing the thing where they go up and they got a rubber belly and touch her. And I'm like, just ask. Oh. Ask first.
She's probably eating it up right now.
Yeah.
Remembering how much she posted, you know, photos of her wedding. Is this going to be like the 10 million baby
probably.
Photos or whatever?
Probably. Yeah, it's a pretty big event for them. Yeah, so that was what we did this weekend.
Well,
yesterday,
exciting,
actually.
Man.
Yeah, had some snacks, pumpkin beer.
Ugh. See, there are good things that have come out of 2020 as well.
This is
there?
One, yes.
There's one.
Yeah.
All right, good. This, for me, pretty typical weekend. I went running both days, the trail running. I'm back into that now and officially hooked again and love it. And then Jeremy talked me into a piece of equipment. Because Gretchen was kind of jonesing for going back to a gym. She likes the machines there at the gym.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I'm not comfortable with you doing that. So Jeremy said, you ought to get this one particular, the Max Trainer.
Yeah. It's like half elliptical, half stair climber.
Mm-hmm.
Super good cardio workout. We purchased one like back in February, right before everything went down. And it was like, man, we are so glad that we did that because both of us canceled our gym memberships too, you know, during this time. And it's been great to have that thing up. We actually put ours up in our bedroom, so it's like right there, top of mind. When you see it, you got to get on it. And we sweat like crazy on it. Have you tried it yet?
Yeah, a little bit. It arrived yesterday morning. It took 6-7 weeks to get here. Got here yesterday morning, and then by yesterday afternoon, after I got done going for my run, I came home and went to work. Now, it took like 2 hours to put it together, but that's fun. It's actually fun to build something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I enjoy doing it. And then, you know, called Gretchen down to the basement and
look
Zoe,
what I have
her
built
daughter.
For you.
So here, just get on this thing and check it out. And Gretchen loves it too. She's very excited. I got to tell you something funny because Zoe is such a typical 18-year-old. When we were talking about this, she was like, I'm going to use that thing every day. I was like, wait, what? You, the girl who is in bed like 16 hours a day.
2 days tops.
You're going to use this every day? She goes, I will. So when I brought her down yesterday and I put her on it, Jeremy, she used it for about 45 seconds, you know, trying it out. And then she essentially kind of wiped her hands of it and said, that's it. I don't want to do this. I was like, what happened to every day?
Never mind.
Like one day.
Which way to the couch?
Right. I'm going back to bed to watch a show.
Was she eating Cheetos later on it while she was testing it out too?
Anyway, so those are the highlights of the weekend.